Okay, well, we might as well start. I know some other people are going to be occupied this morning, so we will get started. We'll start with a word of prayer. Our Father, we give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ, and as we think of the message of the gospel, we thank that it can be proclaimed to every individual in the world, regardless of location or nationality or religion. The gospel goes to all. It is available to all, and so we give ask that help would be given as we would try to present the message of the gospel and how that Christ died for our sin. As we think of the storms that have been going through the Philippines lately, we give thanks that for many it has not been severe, others are affected, and so we pray thy blessing on each. And just look for help now as we look at the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So thank you, each one, for joining this morning. We are going to read today in 1 Timothy 1 and verse number 15.
Magandang umaga sa lahat na nakikinig ngayon. Tayo ay ating babasahin sa Biblia ang unang aklat ng Timoteo, chapter 1, verse 15.
And so I will read it first in English. This is written by the Apostle Paul. And here is what he says. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
So sa unang aklat ng Timoteo, chapter 1, verse 15, ang aklat na ito ay isinulat ni Apostol Pablo at nagsasaad, tapat ang pasabi at nararapat tanggapin ng lahat na si Kristo Jesus ay naparito sa sanlibutan upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan na ako ang pangulo ng mga ito.
So I've been thinking of this verse just for a few days. We are 5 weeks away from Christmas, believe it or not.
Sa iniisip na Teacher Daryl ang mga talatang ito sa mga lumipas na araw, at kanyang sinabi na tayo na ang Kapaskuhan ay nalalapit na.
Whether the Lord Jesus was actually born at this time, that is up for dispute.
At kung ang Panginoong Jesus ay ipinanganak nga sa mga panahon na ito, ito ay hindi natin ito masasabi.
But whether or not it is the actual birth of the Lord Jesus, it is still wonderful to be reminded of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ into this world. That is why we're reading this verse today.
At kung hindi man ito ang panahon na ang Panginoong Jesus ay pinanganak, ay isang napakagandang halimbawa na ating alalahanin ang kanyang pagkapanganak sa sanlibutan, kung kaya't ang mga talatang ito ay nararapat.
And so I want to look at 5 points in the gospel message. Raquel only has 4. I just added one just before I started.
So nais na tingnan o ating pag-aralan ang 5 puntos sa mga talatang ito. At sabi nga ni Teacher Daryl, ako ay mayroon lamang 4 na puntos. So sabihin niya yung isa.
So the first one that we're going to look at is the truth of the message, the worthiness of the message.
At ang ating unang puntos na ating pag-aaralan ay ang katotohanan ng mensahe.
When Paul was younger, he was one who fought against Christianity, who persecuted these people that were Christians.
At ating mababasa sa mga aklat na sinulat ni Pablo na nang siya ay bata pa at hindi pa maligtas, ay siya ay kaaway ng mga Kristiyano at siya ang tumutuligsa sa mga Kristiyano.
In fact, he hated the Lord Jesus. He opposed the truth of this new gospel.
At ating matatandaan na si Pablo ay galit sa Panginoong Jesus at siya ay at hindi niya gusto ang ebanghelyo.
But then one day he realized that this message was for him, and so he writes, "This is a true saying. This is a true message."
Subalit isang araw ay kanyang napagtanto ang kahalagahan ng ng ebanghelyo at kanyang tinanggap na ito ay para sa kanya. Kung kaya't sinasabi niya sa kanyang sinulat na ito ay nararapat na tanggapin.
We live in a day when there are all kinds of messages, whether it be on the computer or by people, and sometimes messages are given, but they are not real. They're not right.
Nabubuhay tayo sa mga panahon ngayon na napakaraming mensahe. Maging ito man ay sa ating mga computer o sa ating mga telepono, subalit ang karamihan o ang katotohanan na ang karamihan sa mga mensaheng ito ay hindi totoo.
Paul says this message is true. It is true. It is dependable. It is one that we can trust, that we can rest on.
At sinasabi ni Pablo na ang mga na ang mensaheng ito ay totoo at ito ay ating tayo ay makakadepende sa mga mensaheng ito.
And he says it's trustworthy, it's worthy, it's worth listening to.
At sinabi niya na ito ay may katotohanan at nararapat na pakinggan.
And so the message of the gospel, if it's according to the Bible, it is a true message. Like Paul says, it's true and it's faithful.
At ang mga mensahe na naayon sa Biblia, ito ay may katotohanan. At kagaya ng sinabi ni Pablo, ito ay totoo.
And so what is the message? I think we could sum it up in the last part of the verse. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
At ano nga ba ang mensahe? Maaring ito ay ang kalagitnaan ng mga talatang ito na si Kristo Jesus ay naparito sa sanlibutan upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan.
And so as we look at this message, I want to look at my second point. I want to look at the people of the message.
At ang ikalawang puntos na ating titingnan ay ang mga tao sa mensahe.
And so there are different people mentioned in this message. The first one is the Lord Jesus Christ.
May iba't ibang taong binanggit sa mensaheng ito at ang unang taong binanggit ay ang Panginoong Jesus.
As Paul puts out this message, he is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one who came from heaven.
At ipinahayag ni Pablo sa mga talatang ito ang patungkol sa Panginoong Jesus, ang Diyos na nagkatawang tao at nanirahan dito sa sanlibutan.
And the Bible records how the Lord Jesus was born as a baby in Bethlehem. He was really God, and yet he became man.
At naitala sa salita ng Diyos sa Biblia na ang Panginoong Jesus ay nagmula sa kalangitan at siya ay naging tao nang siya ay tumungo dito sa sanlibutan.
And you see, God was putting into action. He was putting his plan into action to look after the sin of the world.
At ang Panginoon, at ang Diyos ay ipinahayag niya ang kanyang plano dito sa daigdig ng kanyang ipahayag o ibigay ang kanyang sariling anak.
And even in the Old Testament of the Bible, it was foretold that there was one who was going to come. The Messiah was going to come, and the Lord Jesus was born into this world.
At maging sa lumang tipan ay ipinahayag doon ang isang Messiah ay tagapagligtas ay darating dito sa daigdig, sa sanlibutan. At yun nga ang nangyari at ipinanganak ang Panginoong Jesus dito sa sanlibutan.
And so we have different accounts in the Gospels of the Lord Jesus, of the Lord Jesus' birth. Matthew chapter 1, Luke chapter 2, and we are giving details of how the Lord Jesus was born into this earth.
At sa mga aklat, sa mga unang aklat ng unang tipan sa Biblia, ay ating mababasa kung paano ang Panginoong Jesus ay ipinanganak dito sa sanlibutan.
And so that is the first person that is mentioned in this message, the Lord Jesus, the Son of God.
At ito ang unang taong binanggit sa ating mensahe, ang Panginoong Jesus na siyang anak ng Diyos.
And then we have sinners. We have the world, but then we have sinners. It's the world of people.
At ang ikalawang nabanggit na mga tao ay ang mga makasalanan.
We were told early in the Bible that you and I, that we are sinners because of the disobedience of our parents, our early parents.
At ipinahayag sa Biblia na tayo ay makasalanan sapagkat ito ay ating namana sa ating unang mga magulang.
And maybe sometimes we wonder, why does the Bible describe us as sinners? I try to live an upright life. I try to obey the laws.
At maaaring itanong natin sa ating sarili na bakit ba tayo ay ipinahayag ng Biblia na tayo ay makasalanan? Kung tayo ay namumuhay ng tama o tayo ay pinipilit nating mabuhay ng tama at naayon sa batas.
Well, the Bible tells us very clearly that because our parents were sinners, we are sinners, and all that we try to do in being good, yet there is still something in us that is wrong, and that is sin.
At maaring sabihin natin at maaring ating isipin na kahit ating ginagawa na mabuti, subalit ang ating unang magulang ay nagkasala kung kaya tayo ay nagkakasala.
So if you think that I am insulting you today by calling you a sinner, I'm just telling you what the Bible describes me as, what I am as well. The Bible says that you and I, we have come short of God's righteous character, and we are sinners.
At kung inyong iniisip na kayo'y aming iniinsulto bilang sa pagtawag namin sa inyo bilang makasalanan, kami ay makasalanan din sapagkat ito ay ipinahahayag ng Biblia at sinasabi ng Biblia na tayo ay hindi nakaabot sa pamantayan ng Diyos.
When we raised our children and now we are watching our grandchildren and we have never had to teach them to do wrong or to say no or to touch things that they're not supposed to. It's right in our nature.
At kung ating pag-aaralan o titingnan ang mga kabataan o ang mga kabataan sa panahon ngayon, maaring hindi natin sila tinuturuan na magkasala, subalit sila ay natututong sumuway sa atin sapagkat naka sa kanilang natural na pagkatao ayan ito ay makasalanan.
And so the Bible very clearly puts everyone on the same field. All are sinners. We have all done wrong.
Kaya ang Biblia ay ipinahayag na ang lahat ng tao ay may magkakatulad at magkakapantay. Lahat tayo ay nagkasala at gumagawa ng kasalanan.
And so now we have the reason for the message. Why is this message important?
At ngayon ang sa ikatlong punto sa ating titingnan. Ano nga ba ang dahilan o layunin ng mensahe? Bakit ba ito ay napakahalaga?
Well, the reason for the message is that God loves the world of people. He loves you and I, even in spite of our sin.
At ang kadahilanan kung bakit ang mensaheng ito ay napakahalaga ay sapagkat mahal tayo ng Diyos. Tayo ay minahal niya sa kabila ng ating mga kasalanan.
And there is a God in heaven, and when sin come into this earth, His heart really is moved by pity and mercy for the sinner.
Mayroong Diyos sa kalangitan na ang tao ay magkasala, ang kanyang puso ay nagkaroon ng awa para sa mga taong makasalanan.
And you and I, as we are born in our sin, we are not fit for God's presence. We can't come to Him the way we are born, not with sin.
At sapagkat tayo ay makasalanan at ipinanganak na makasalanan, tayo ay walang karapatan na tumungo sa harapan ng Diyos.
And God says there is only one way that the sinner can be made right, that they can be made clean to come to heaven.
At ang Diyos mismo ang nagpahayag na mayroon isang may isa lamang kaparaanan upang ang mga makasalanang tao ay magtumungo sa kalangitan.
And that is the reason the Lord Jesus came to this world. He came to lay down His life for sin, to be punished for sin, so that you and I would not have to be punished.
At iyan ang dahilan kung bakit ang Panginoong Jesus ay dumating dito sa sanlibutan. Siya ay nagdusa upang bayaran ang ating mga kasalanan. Siya ay ipinako sa krus upang tayo ay hindi na mahatulan sa ating mga kasalanan.
So whatever you or I think of Christmas, there would be no message, there would be no hope if we did not have this message that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
At kung ano man ang inyong iniisip sa araw ng Kapaskuhan, ay aming masasabi na walang mensaheng maipahayag sa inyo kung ang Panginoong Jesus ay hindi ipinanganak o isinilang sa sanlibutan.
And there are many verses that proclaim the truth of this gospel message. One of our favorites and one of our best known is John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
At sa salita ng Diyos o sa Biblia ay matatagpuan natin ang napakaraming mahalagang talata na nagsasaad ng pag-ibig o ang kapanganakan ng Panginoong Jesus. Ang isa rito ay ang matatagpuan sa aklat ng Juan Chapter 3, verse 16, na nagsasaad, "Sapagkat gayong inibig ng Diyos ang sanlibutan, na ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na sinilang na anak, upang ang sino mang sumampalataya sa kanya ay hindi mapahamak, kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
So the reason for the message that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, God loves you. He wants to forgive your sin and send His Son to die for you.
Kung kaya't ang dahilan o layunin ng mensahe na si Kristo Jesus ay naparito sa sanlibutan ay upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan sapagkat mahal tayo ng Diyos.
The fourth thing is the extent of the message. How wide is this message? How far does it go?
At ang ika-apat na puntos ay ating pag-aaralan ang lawak o sakop ng mensahe. Gaano ba kalawak o gaano ba kalaki ang sakop ng mensaheng ito?
Well, as Paul writes, he brings in the world and he says it is worthy for all.
At ang isinulat ni Pablo na ito ay para sa lahat.
And so there is no person that this gospel message cannot reach.
Kung kaya't walang tao o walang walang sino man na magsasabi na ang mensaheng ito ay hindi nakaabot sa kanila.
You could look for the most wicked, sinful, disgusting person that you know, and you could go to that person and say, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
At maaaring makakita kayo ng isang napakasamang tao at masasabi ninyo na ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay para sa kanya.
We can go to the youngest, and there's a young one on here, and we can say Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and it includes her.
At maaaring magtungo tayo sa isang napakabatang tao at masasabi rin natin na ang Panginoong Jesus ay namatay para sa kanya.
We go to a senior's home and there used to be a man there that was 106 or 107 years old, and we tell him the same message. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
At maaaring tayong tumungo sa tahanan ng mga senior citizen at maaaring nating sabihin sa mga taong naroroon, maging sila man ay 100 taon na, ay maaaring nating sabihin na si Kristo Jesus ay naparito upang iligtas sila.
And you can go to the sweetest, nicest person you know that you think there's nothing wrong, and it's the same message. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
At maaari rin nating sabihin ito sa taong napakabuti na si Kristo man ay naparito upang sila ay iligtas.
And so this is a message for everyone. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
Kaya't ang mensaheng ito ay para sa lahat, na si Kristo Jesus ay naparito sa sanlibutan upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan.
The last thing I want to look at is the value of the message.
At ang ating huling pagtutunan ng pansin ay ang kahalagahan ng mensahe.
I look at a lot of different things in my work, and I determine the value. Is it worth that price? Is it worth it? Is it worth fixing?
Si Teacher Darrell ay kanyang pinagtutunan ng pansin ang kahalagahan ng mga bagay sa kanyang sa kanyang trabaho, at ito ay kanyang binibigyan ng kahalagahan at sinasabing ito ba ay mahalaga o ito ba ay may kahalagahan upang ito ay aking ayusin.
I look at a lot of damaged vehicles and I say, no, that's not worth the cost. I might look at others and say, yes, that is worth the price. That is worth pursuing.
At kanyang tinitingnan ang mga nasirang sasakyan at maaring sabihin niya sa isang sasakyan na hindi na na hindi na ito nararapat ayusin sapagkat hindi naman na sapagkat ang halaga ay hindi naayon upang ayusin ito. At maaring sa iba naman ay kanyang sabihin na ito ay nararapat na ayusin sapagkat na ang kahalagahan nito ay nararapat gawin.
In fact, David, I sent him a message a week or so ago and I said, here is a snow machine. It is a good deal. It's worth looking at.
At nung nakaraang linggo, siya ay nagbigay ng mensahe kay David at sinabi na ang snow machine na nasira ay importanteng tingnan sapagkat ito it's worth it or ito ay nararapat na ayusin.
Now, if I had sent that same message to Raquel in England or Ian in Philippines, no, it is not a good deal. There is no value.
At maaring ipahayag niya ang mga salitang iyon sa akin o dyan sa Pilipinas at sasabihin niya na wala na itong halaga.
But when it comes to this message, this is not a snowmobile. This is not a car. This is eternal life. This is the forgiveness of sins. This has value.
At pagdating sa mensaheng ito ay hindi ito kagaya ng kotse or ng snowmobile. Ang mensaheng ito ng ebanghelyo ay nararapat at napakahalaga sapagkat ito ay pang walang hanggan.
And maybe you have your sights on education. Maybe you think a lot of your family. Well, what we are trying to present today, this is the greatest thing that you could ever go after. That is salvation.
At maaaring pinahahalagahan ninyo ang inyong pag-aaral o pinahahalagahan ninyo ang inyong pamilya. Subalit aming sasabihin sa mga oras na ito na ang kaligtasan ay napakahalaga para sa atin kung tayo ay tutungo sa kalangitan.
And I'm not saying family is not important. I love my family. I'm not saying education is not important. It is important. It is probably essential. But salvation is far above all. Our sins forgiven.
Hindi namin sinasabi na hindi importante ang pamilya o ang inyong edukasyon. Ang aming sinasabi na ang ebanghelyo o ang kaligtasan ay napaka-importante na mas importante pa sa mga bagay na ito.
And so this message has value. This is worth going for. This is being saved is the most important thing that you could ever have.
At ang mensahe ng kaligtasan ay napakahalaga. Ito ay mas importante pa sa lahat ng bagay na inyong makukuha sa mundong ito.
I was saved when I was 15 years old. Now I'm 52. I don't regret being saved, not for one minute. It is the greatest thing that I have ever gotten.
Si Teacher Daryl ay naligtas noong siya ay 15 years old pa lamang at siya ay 52 na ngayon at hindi niya pinagsisisihan na siya ay nagkaroon ng kaligtasan sapagkat ito ang pinaka-importanting bagay na nangyari sa kanyang buhay.
Listen to the words again as we finish. The message, here is the message. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
At sa aming pagtatapos, pakinggan natin muli ang mensahe. Tapat ang pasabi at nararapat tanggapin ng lahat na si Kristo Jesus ay naparito sa sanlibutan upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan.
So if you have never appreciated the gospel message, if you've never really stopped to think about it, look at these words, not all the things that I've said, but what the Bible actually says, that the Lord Jesus came into this world to save from sin.
At kung hindi niyo pinagtutuunan ng pansin ang mga salita ng Biblia, ay aming pinakikiusap na inyong tingnan muli at basahin sa salita ng Diyos na si Kristo Jesus ay naparito sa sanlibutan upang iligtas ang mga makasalanan.
So thank you very much for listening, and we will just close in prayer. Our Father, we give thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're so thankful we can read these words here in 1 Timothy, and we can read similar words all through the scripture. And we give thanks that God did love the world of people, and he did send thy son to die on the cross for sin. So we pray for each here. Some are starting the day, some are in the middle of the day, and some will soon be looking for a night of rest. So bless each one, for any who are not saved, that they might realize that Christ Jesus did come to this world to save sinners. So we ask for thy blessing now today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.